Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The remnants of Hurricane Ian, which caused loss of life and major property damage in Florida earlier this week, aren't going quietly. Ian making landfall again today near Georgetown, South Carolina, where the storm's heavy rains are causing more misery. But clearly, Florida was hardest hit, and it may be some time before the extent of the damage is known. Eileen Kelly with member station WGCU flew over Fort Myers, Florida in a helicopter today, an area she knows well.
Fort Myers Beach, the wonderful place that you drive over the bridge and see all these great honky-tonk stores, and they're all gone. Everything that made Fort Myers Beach such a special little quirky little barrier island is gone.
Reporter Eileen Kelly looking down on Fort Myers, Florida. Officials say at least 17 people are known dead in the state, though the number may well go higher as more devastated areas are reached. About 1.5 million people are without power. Ian is losing strength as it heads inland into South Carolina on its way north. From South Carolina Public Radio, Scott Morgan reports.
Weakening wind gusts and soaking rains reached York and Lancaster counties just south of Charlotte about 3 hours after Ian made landfall on the South Carolina coast. The storm could dump as much as 4 inches of rain on the region before it rolls out, but officials here do not expect to see the kind of flooding that occurred along the coast. Ian's storm surge reached past 6 feet in some areas. Emergency management officials in the coastal counties say that the water has already started to recede, but tens of thousands are still without power, mostly in the easternmost counties near the coast. For NPR News, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
The judges ruled Georgia's election practices in 2018 and 2020 did not violate federal voting rights. Decision the result of a years-long lawsuit brought by Fair Fight, the group funded by Stacey Abrams after she lost her 2018 bid for governor. WABE's Sam Greenglass reports.
The judge wrote that while Georgia's election system is not perfect, the practices being challenged by Fair Fight were neither unconstitutional nor in conflict with the Federal Voting Rights Act. Fair Fight had claimed that Georgia's absentee ballot cancellation practices, voter list management, and exact match identity verification for voter registrations systemically suppress votes, especially among Black voters. Since Fair Fight's lawsuit began, Georgia lawmakers passed a sweeping new election law that made it harder to vote by absentee ballot or Dropbox, among other changes. Separate litigation over that law is still ongoing. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Federal Reserve Board Vice Chair Lowell Brainard has pretty much put the kibosh on the idea the central bank will halt its string of interest rate hikes anytime soon. In remarks to a conference hosted by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York today, Brainard saying rates will likely remain high for an extended period of time to battle inflation. Stocks lost ground again today. The Dow was down 500 points. This is NPR.